was that after the factory sample and then the LP, we were so happy working with Tony, and there was also a... he didn't actually put any pressure on you, which was the wonderful thing. And the thing was is that none of us had ever had any money. So when Genetic Stroke Radar started offering you these huge sums of money, it didn't really compute. So it didn't really matter. What mattered to us most was that we liked Tony. We felt in control of what we were doing. And we felt that Factory being in Manchester gave us strength, to be honest.
Mm. Okay, so, I mean, even when you were with... on tour with the Buzzcocks, for example, and you could see the money that they were getting, it didn't sort of change anything.
No, it didn't compute, because the odd thing was that when you've had nothing, you don't really expect anything. So we didn't feel like we were losing out. I mean, the only thing that Buzzcocks seemed to have was the rider. And when you were hungry and thirsty, that was what seemed the most attractive. We never gave a thought to how much they were earning.
Mm.
I mean, that is, to be honest with you, is the wonderful thing about Joy Division, is that it wasn't really sullied by money or arguments about money, because there just wasn't any.
Yeah.
You know, Ian and Rob would have their fracas, but for the rest of us, we were really just happy to be playing, travelling, and recording.